Thank you for taking the time sitting with us with CKUT 90.3. Would it be possible if you could introduce yourself and your role and what you do?
Sure. My name is Aziz Chaudhry. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Integrated Studies in Education at McGill University. And most of my work builds on my own history of being involved in a lot of community education, popular education, organising, work in a bunch of different social movements, anti-racist struggles, anti-colonial struggles. And so the project that was launched tonight here at DESTA, which is a booklet, a 50-page booklet, on the history of the Caribbean community in Montreal, for me is something that, you know, it relates to that longer tradition of popular education, but specifically here was a chance as an academic at McGill to be able to, if you like, be the sort of the point person or the conduit for the funding that we got from MELS, from the Ministry of Education in Quebec, a couple of years ago, for this partnership with SEDECA, which is an amazing centre of documentation, Haitian Caribbean history in Montreal, Quebec and beyond, and to use, or if you like, tap into some of the really rich archival material that they have to put together a really attractive and interesting text and photo booklet that brings together some of the histories, some of the if you like, the histories that are often known in some of the Caribbean communities in Montreal, but some that aren't too. And what's been amazing has been able to work with Desiree Rocha, who is a PhD student in the Department of Integrated Studies and Education. And her work has very much been the sort of the backbone of this project too. Pull together material resources that SEDECA have, that community archives have, that individuals have, that often we don't think about, I think, in the university as being sort of knowledge and about being really valuable sources of knowledge. And yet here you find the accounts of people living lives, living struggles, contributing to you know, their communities and working together. Also in Quebec with other communities for social justice, for a whole range of important you know, issues, whether it's been anti-racist struggles, whether it's been struggles over work, women's struggles, struggles over education. And I think one of the real you know, sort of strengths that Desiree has here has been able to work to put together a booklet, a resource that is going to be really interesting, I think, for youth in Montreal to look at, to connect with, to see themselves in those histories too, those important histories, those, I think, very proud histories of struggles in community presence and organising that goes back many, many decades in this city and in this province.
In terms of community fundings and community resources and community access to places that they wouldn't be able to access, how difficult is it for someone who's not doing their thesis to do a project, a massive, a large project like this?
Well, I think, we should acknowledge that there is some amazing, archival education work that happens with very little resources and has happened for a long time in communities, in social movements. I think the idea that funding is always sort of the main thing that drives activity. Well, of course, it's great to have resources and it's great to be able to work where you've got a fund that actually can help to produce a booklet like this. But at the same time, I think we have to acknowledge that a lot of the resources that this project drew upon were put together by people who were committed to their communities, committed to organising, and saw a really important need to write, to take photos, to do art, to make music, all of those kinds of things. And I think history to me is very much about all of those different things. It's not about just sort of a professional thing, whether it's an academic sort of endeavour or one that comes through different funding, which often has come through through, you know, typically governments, sometimes foundations and so on. But I think what's been great about this project has been that, yes, there is a resource there. There was a two-year fund that came through the Fonds de Services or Collectivity from the provincial government, which is set up really to support these kinds of community projects. So they're not, if you like, the traditional academic research funds. They require that there is a partnership between somebody in the university, whether it's people like myself who are faculty or people like Desiree too who are students. But I mean, we are also people that, I guess, in different ways, we live in and outside of those kind of university spaces daily. And so for me, as somebody who came into the university kind of somewhat later and didn't follow a traditional path of getting different degrees and then, you know, becoming a prof, but I did a lot of organising, did a lot of popular education work before that. I always viewed that the kinds of resources that are available there for critically engaged academics should be made available to and should be shared with and indeed directed by community organisations. I don't think it's enough just for academics to, you know, get interested in a notion of community that's a very abstract kind of thing that's up here floating around in the clouds. I think that it's really important that, and there are traditions, and I certainly come out of that tradition, I guess, if you like, as an academic, of somebody who's unapologetic about my my political and intellectual commitments, which are ones that very much support community organising and those social struggles, and comes out of a tradition of you know, deep critical engagement with and collaboration with people outside of the universities. So I think in terms of thinking through that idea about the community university sort of relationship, sometimes we end up kind of seeing them as being silos, you know, either you're doing this or you're doing this, either you're in community or you're in the academy. And I think we need to be wary about the way in which, you know, as I said, the term community is often invoked in academic work to sort of give a veneer of something often to funders. But at the same time, I think there are ways and perhaps those spaces and those ways are under increasing threat day by day. There are ways to be able to find possibilities to actually support the kind of documentation and education work that's already going on in communities, but actually to be able to, you know, in this case at least, be able to resource a project like this, I think is a really useful thing to do. And I wish that there were more opportunities really to be able to you know, access some of those resources and produce documents where, you know, whether it's documents, whether it's whatever, projects like this that actually have a real life and a real kind of rooting and grounding in sort of community politics and community ideas. And indeed, I mean, that's at the heart of what this project's about. It's not about academic thought or academic study of you know, Caribbean life in Quebec. It's very much about documenting and pulling together a lot of the ideas, the living kind of breathing ideas and struggles of actual people, which have been so important in this city and I think also internationally, because of the ways in which ideas and people and thought and struggles in this city connect to the Caribbean, connect to other parts of the world historically, but also today. And I think about the work of people like David Austin, who's a fantastic, you know, community person, but also a historian who's written a, you know, fabulous book called Fear of a Black Nation about this sort of politics, these kinds of histories in a different way, if you like, and then perhaps a more, it's a book, it's a you know, a very accessible, but it's a scholarly book. And I think it's really exciting to see that, you know, this these ideas, these kind of histories out there being talked about, being sort of accessible in different people's hands, in the hands of youth, in the hands of people in different communities, to be able to have those conversations, to be able to think, hey, there's some really, really interesting and important history here and things to think through, to think about if we want to build a better tomorrow, a better today, you know, look at where those communities, have come from, where they've struggled, and the gains and the challenges and the tensions and the ideas that have been connected to action all the way through in the past. You know, look at some of those things from history and think through, okay, so what are some of the kind of conceptual resources, the ideas that actually speak to us now today to understand the society that we're living in, to understand different forms of inequality and injustice that are here, and also to recognise that people have always struggled for justice, and alongside that there's been the strong education, learning, and thankfully too the kind of documentation that organisations like Sadiqa, Maison de Haiti, other organisations in the city and individuals have collected, often, you know, treasure troves that people don't know about necessarily. The academics in the universities don't necessarily know about these kinds of things. And I think it's really important. It is a role that universities and people in the university can play, is actually to support that documentation work and that sort of accessibility, making that knowledge more accessible in ways that aren't just kind of like scholarly and academic, but actually in ways that are going to be popularly accessible, interesting for people to read, and important for people to think through about the society that we live in and the different kinds of challenges and possibilities that that lie ahead.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. You're welcome.